Yes, that's a dog you hear. Well, this dog is probably tired and is taking a moment to pause after playing ball or going for a walk. There are other dogs that are panting with excitement. No, it's not what you think. I'm talking about working dogs, such as the ones that law enforcement use to sniff out bombs and drugs. These dogs get an adrenaline rush searching for dangerous items that the bad guys and gals use. Today, though, I'm going to be talking about a new dog in town. This dog is sometimes called a porn dog. All right, come on back, get your mind out of the gutter. And before you jump to conclusions, this type of dog is not a bad one, but it's rather one that gets hot under the collar, helping police look for the bad guys who are using electronic devices inappropriately. You might remember the Subway spokesman, Jared Fogle. Well, he got busted for possession of child pornography. It was a porn dog that found the important computer devices at his home that led to his conviction. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando. And in this Commando On Demand podcast, we're going to take a look at how these canines are trained, give you more information about the Subway Pitchman case. You're going to hear from the trainer of the dog responsible for finding the information that led to Jared Fogle's arrest. And we're also going to tell you how these dogs are going to be used to help businesses.
Protecting your home should be easy, right? Well, now SimpliSafe is making it simpler than ever with comprehensive, professionally monitored home security you can get online. And right now, get 10% off your SimpliSafe system at SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com.
Okay, it's not who let the dogs out. It's who let the electronic memory search dogs in. I'm talking about the porn dogs.
Todd Jordan, and I run Jordan Detection K9.
Todd has a really cool job. He trains dogs to detect electronic storage devices, such as SD cards, micro SDs, thumb drives, external hard drives. You get the drill.
They can be used in all sorts of different cases. Specifically, we've been using them on child exploitation cases with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Forces, private sector. People are using them for insider threats type of crimes where people are putting devices in buildings and in bathrooms and cameras in bathrooms and things like that, as well as like high-profile white-collar crimes and murder investigations. We've used them in a terrorist plot.
The dogs are looking for any electronic storage device people might be hiding files on. They're trained to find these devices hidden inside a home or office. They get their noses into all kinds of places. Inside of walls, ceilings, attics, crawl spaces, and even underneath the carpet.
People hide these devices, and they're so small that they can hide them pretty much anywhere. Cuts down on the time.
It's pretty incredible. The dogs can go in, and usually within 10 to 15 minutes, they can find one of these electronic devices, where it could take a human being, I'm talking about an actual investigator, many, many hours. Todd remembers a case where he took a dog into a basement where an investigator actually had been on the scene for about an hour.
I brought the dog down, and within 10 minutes, the dog found the box, so much debris, and they pulled it out, and there were SD cards and cell phones and everything in it. And they said, do you understand how long it would have taken us to find those as an investigator? Hours and possibly days, and your dog just found it in 5 minutes.
You might be thinking, how can a dog know that there's something illegal or other inappropriate content on the electronic devices? Well, they don't. They're not trained to search for content, but rather a chemical odor.
Dogs are trained to hit on the chemical device that's inside every electronic storage device. They're not actually hitting on images within the device itself. It's more the chemical inside.
Actually, if you have a smartphone, a tablet, or some other type of electronic device, you have this chemical odor already on you.
It's a totally different odor. It's such a minute odor.
Jordan explains it this way. If you put a drop of gasoline on the floor, you can smell it within seconds. But electronic devices don't emit odor to humans like gasoline does. That's why dogs are used to go into an area to search for electronic devices. It takes a different skill in training porn dogs, as opposed to drug and bomb sniffing dogs. Training actually takes longer.
Usually it takes about 2 to 3 months to train, like an accelerant dog or a drug dog. With these dogs, we spend a lot of time with them, and we spend at least 5 months per dog. That's just to get the dogs ready to go. I like to spend a little bit extra time because I go to the different search warrants with the dogs. I want the dogs to not only be trained to indicate on the odor, I want them to be able to go into a search warrant and actually work.
So far, Jordan has trained 8 dogs. 6 are already in the field and being used in police departments. 2 are finishing up their training, and they're going to be in service pretty soon. Now, not everything the dogs find are illegal or sensitive in nature.
The dogs, they will find the device. It's up to the investigators to decipher through all of those. A more opportunity to be able to find the device.
This is so cool. Coming up next, we're going to tell you what kind of dogs Jordan actually likes to use. I mean, which ones are ideal in this line of work? And we're also going to take a look at the extensive training of the dog that helped police crack the Jordan Fogel case. Right now, a thank you to our partners at Wix.com. Get your new website up and running within hours. Choose from hundreds of gorgeous, customizable templates. It's as simple as drag and drop. Wix offers you secure web hosting using a domain name that you choose, all for free. That's right, I said free. Check out Wix.com today. That's Wix.com. What comes to mind when you see a cute, adorable Labrador Retriever? You're probably thinking, hey, what a great family pet. Well, this is the breed that Jordan likes to use for training in electronic memory searches. Most of his dogs are rescue dogs.
I want a high-energy dog, one that most people would say is incorrigible, that they don't want. And that's with Labradors. They're cute puppies, but by the time they're about 6 months old to a year old, people are tired of them because they're jumping up on tables and they're doing the counter surfing and doing all that crazy stuff, and they get rid of the dog. And those are the perfect dogs because I want dogs to get up on, you know, things like tables and desks and just having a high drive and a high play drive. I mean, they're crazy to have around here, but just for what, when it's time to go to work, they're perfect dogs.
A black lab was used to search the home of Subway pitchman Jared Fogel. He's serving 15 years in prison for possession of child pornography and for paying for sex with minors across state lines. He pleaded guilty to the charges in 2015. Todd Jordan trained the dog police used that found the incriminating evidence. Jordan and his canine partner were called to Fogel's house, but Jordan didn't know whose house it was until he got there.
We were called by Indianapolis Police Department to come to the scene. And at the time, I had no idea where I was going. I was just called to assist with a search warrant. I had done several search warrants for them before that.
Jordan says when he arrived, the police told him it was Fogel's home, a home Jordan describes as huge. Jordan alerts the police when the dog is picking up on a scent. It might be in a drawer, a wall, cupboard, any number of places.
When the investigators go in and they do like a primary search, they pull out all the things that are in plain view, things like computers and laptops and things like that, and they basically clear the room. Then we come in as a secondary search just to check to see if they've missed anything.
When Jordan left Fogel's house, he didn't know if the dog had found any valuable evidence. It was about a month before he found out.
I actually watched it on the news like everybody else did when the U.S. attorney stated that the dog found key evidence in Jared Fogel's case, and I had no idea until like a month.
In addition to dogs helping police when they serve search warrants, dogs can also be used to search people.
Like in the Edward Snowden case, when he was bringing information out, and these dogs can be utilized to search when people are walking out of the building, the dogs can be utilized. And they can also search the people as they're walking out and leaving the areas where there are no cell phones and no SD cards allowed in those areas or any type of electronic storage devices allowed to be brought out of there.
As you can imagine, training these dogs, it's not cheap.
I sell the dogs for $11,000 right now, and that's just the going rate of what I have in the training. That's purchasing the dog or rescuing the dog and paying vet bills and food for 5 months and just basically kenneling the dog. So I'm not making a ton of money with each dog, but it's just a matter of, you know, getting the dogs out there to every ICAC task force. I mean, there's 62 task forces around the nation, and I'd just love to have one in every task force where they can start doing their job and getting the bad guys off the street.
Patrick Kelly from PK9 Investigations in Fairfax County, Virginia, just purchased a dog from Jordan. Kelly's a government employee, close to retirement, and recently started this side business. He started researching these dogs about a year ago and realized there could be a commercial use for the dogs too. So he met with Todd Jordan. He selected and picked up a dog about a month ago.
My particular dog did 3 search warrants with Todd Jordan when he was still in the training program out there. So he's got field experience, so to speak, and he's come through with results and performing well.
Part of Kelly's research and observation is that companies have a lot of the same problems the government has. Well, as far as concerns about sensitive information ending up in the wrong hands.
I see all these efforts that are going forth with network security to try to prevent that kind of data theft. And it occurred to me nothing's really being done to prevent sort of the older school physical theft, simply taking in a thumb drive or SD card or whatever, and taking the opportunity to put the data on the cards.
Kelly also sees a big need in retail for these dogs.
I think that, in my mind, the greatest use for the dog on the commercial side is going to be looking for devices in areas where there should be no such memory present, right? An obvious example would be like a ladies' restroom should not have an SD card in there, right? We wouldn't expect to see that.
But he points out there may be companies like defense contractors. These companies might want to do proactive searches to make sure that the employees aren't stealing company information.
Dogs are less intrusive generally than a physical search. People don't like to be searched. It's something that annoys them. They don't like being inconvenienced by it. And people generally like dogs, and they aren't as put off by that.
Another thing to point out is that in addition to searching areas where devices shouldn't be, the dogs smell the electronic scent no matter what the device looks like.
If it's hidden kind of in plain view, or the device has been disguised, you know, somebody's taken a highlighter apart or something and they put their thumb drive in there, and their intent is to keep it on the location until they have the best opportunity to use it. You know, maybe the day that the boss is out or nobody else is around, that'll be the day they decide to go ahead and try to steal the data.
I'm sure you didn't think about this. We're all carrying the chemical scent on us, assuming we all have cell phones or electronic devices. So just because a dog alerts police or a company that they've picked up on a scent doesn't necessarily mean it's valuable information.
Well, it will work best when you're searching in an area where that scent's not supposed to be. If you go into a typical office space that's full of computers and, you know, all these gadgets that have memory in them, all the dog's going to be able to do is tell you where he smells them, right? There still needs to be a human being there, somebody from the company who can look at a device and say, well, that one is authentic. You know, that belongs to the company or that's authorized. And then this one is not. We've never seen that before. That shouldn't be here.
Kelly also thinks his dog would be valuable to companies who want to make sure that there are no listening devices, say, in a conference room before a top secret meeting. Department stores might want to make sure no video cameras are in the changing rooms. And what about hotel rooms?
There's famous cases of celebrities being victimized by planet cameras, things like that. Schools, fitness centers that's handling sensitive data, HIPAA data, you know, hospitals, things like that. There's a market for stolen identities, and I think that there's a kind of a financial incentive to break that.
In the near future, maybe the government will consider legalizing these dogs for security purposes.
The government has all these secure venues where they go to extraordinary measures to try to prevent people devices in which can record data, you know, but at the end of the day, it's mostly just an integrity system.
Moving forward, I anticipate more of these trained dogs will be around. Todd Jordan wants to see all 62 law enforcement task forces in the country have at least one electronic memory search dog. Patrick Kelly sees a real need for dogs to sniff out hidden cameras and recording devices in businesses, law firms, retail stores, hotels, schools, hospitals, rentals, anywhere there's sensitive information or privacy concerns. I'd certainly like to think the government would want to add this layer of security too. You and I probably won't even notice the dogs, or if we see one, we might just assume it's someone's pet, unless there's a uniformed police officer standing right next to it. I'm Kim Komando. Thanks for listening to this Komando On Demand podcast. You can listen to my other podcasts or let them come to you when you subscribe. You can also find them in the free Komando.com app, which you can also get in iTunes and Google Play. Just search for Komando.com. And don't forget, you can listen to my national radio show about everything digital, including your online privacy and security. For the station nearest you, simply head over to commando.com/radio. That's KOMANDO.com/radio.
Chem Commando is brought to you in part by iDrive. Back up all your devices on just one account. Use promo code Chem for 75% off your first year. iDrive.com. Promo code Chem.